Hello, this is Robert Lamondry, New York City's Buildings Commissioner, and as you know, the New York City Buildings Department ensures the safe and lawful use of buildings and properties by enforcing the building code and zoning resolution. Today, I'd like to talk to you about special inspections in New York City. The New York City Special Inspections Program establishes a minimum qualification level for inspectors. It establishes general requirements for agency structure and ensures the compliance with the construction documentation that's submitted to the department. So, special inspections was introduced in the 2008 New York City Construction Codes. It comes from the International Code Council model. It actually replaces controlled inspections from the 1968 code. So far, we already have 700 special inspection agencies that are registered with the department. And what I'd like to do today is talk to you about how to register, what the requirements are, and where to go for more information. The Special Inspection Program is currently administered by the Office of Technical Certification and Research, or OTCR as we call it, the department. So if you go on our website and search for OTCR, you'll be able to find more detailed of what I'm going to be talking about today. What I'd like to do is talk to you about how to become a special inspection agency. First, you need to know the code and the applicable New York City rules. The general requirements for an agency are filed in RCNY 101-06, which is called the Special Inspection Rule. It'll talk to you there about maintaining proper insurance, record keeping, and actually we'll talk about when you need to submit a report if it's applicable to the type of inspection you're doing. So the second thing you need to do is hire qualified inspectors. And what the department wants to make sure is that they have the right education and relevant experience. The department will recognize New York State licensed professionals. It'll also, for certain inspections, recognize New York City licensed contractors, and in other cases, will include typical certifications in that area. The third thing you'll need to do is register with the department. The special inspection rule requires agencies to register with the department, and of course we have an online registration program. The fourth thing you need to know is that there are different classes of registration, and this is identified on our website, but I'll just give you a quick overview. There are essentially three classes of registration. One is what we call the major building projects, and this is for inspections of all work. The second class of registration is for types of inspections, for example, of underpinning, protection of excavations and mechanical demolition. And the third class is what we call small projects. That's for work on 1, 2, and 3 family homes and small alterations that are of 10,000 square feet or less. It also talks about the types of insurance you need. So all three classes require insurance. They all require professional liability insurance and proof of New York State workers' comp insurance. And finally, to become accredited if required, in certain classes, in the Class 1 agencies only, there is a requirement for certain inspections for you to show that you are accredited to do those types of inspections. Again, more detail is on the website. But the deadline for registration for all of these classes is May 13th. And what that means to you as a professional, or as a contractor, or as an owner, that projects that are permitted on or after May 13th of 2013 will require to have special inspections agencies identified and that their accrediting bodies are valid as well. To avoid conflicts of interest, the special inspection agency is hired by the owner, not the contractor. Yes, there are limited cases where the owner and the contractor are the same, and that's allowed. However, most of the time, what we will find is that contractors will be hired by the owner, and then the owner will also hire a special inspection agency. And this allows special inspection agencies to act independently and identify concerns that may come up during the construction process. So to learn more about special inspection agencies, how to set one up, how to become qualified and registered, go to the website, www.nyc.gov/buildings, and look on the left column under development. So good luck.